The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." These are some very important words that God would like to be able to use to describe His people, especially as we come in for Passover time. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul was a bit irritated with the Corinthians in chapter 11 because of how they were dealing with the Passover. And he told them, one of the items of information he told them was in verse 22, and he says, "Don't you have houses to eat in or drink in, or despise you the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this, or shall I praise you not?" And the part I'd like to focus in on right now, it says here, "despise you the church of God." Now, at this particular point in time, the way they were acting, God couldn't say to the church of Corinth, humbly walking before your God, loving truth and mercy and walking before your God. So Paul was trying to tell them, do you want to behave properly, or do you really despise the church of God, God's body? So we read on a little bit more, and he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had sipped, saying, This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes." So these are very important words in partaking of the Passover. Then he continues, "Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." And a lot of times when people read unworthily, they say, okay, how can I be worthy of drinking the body and blood of Jesus Christ? And actually, he told us, or I kind of read it in Micah 6, and Paul also talked about what he was talking about. When the people were coming together, they were partaking in actions that were despising the church of God, or unworthily taking of the Passover. Because just because you're present at the Passover and partaking of the symbols doesn't necessarily mean you're partaking of the symbols properly. Turn to John 13, the time when Jesus was on earth with his disciples and gave the first instructions of the Passover for the New Testament on his last evening on earth. In John 13. John 13:2. "And as supper was ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. And after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? And Jesus said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. And Peter said to him, You will never wash my feet. Now, Peter probably was saying, he's my master. I don't want him to behave this way. I want to show respect to him. I don't want him to lower himself to wash my feet. But as we know, sometimes the way we think and the way, well, we do know, the way we think and the way God thinks usually brings about different results. So Jesus was quick to answer him, or Jesus answered him and said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Then Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." This, to me, shows really Peter wanted to do what God wanted. He just didn't understand why God wanted him to do it this way. And so he says, "Okay, not just my feet, but everything of me. I don't want to make you upset." And Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." So Jesus was telling him that all we need to do is do your feet. And again, as he said earlier, "You don't understand what I'm doing to you now, but you will later." And the understanding came after the apostles received the Holy Spirit. At this point, they were just disciples. Now, an interesting thing about this is it also talks about unworthily taking the Passover. In verse 10, it says, "And he who bathes needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean," but then he says, "but not all of you." And that's referring back to Judas Iscariot, who he knew was going to betray him. So you see, even though Judas partook of this part of the Passover, he knew that he wasn't clean, and he really wasn't worthy. He was doing it in an unworthy manner, because he had already planning on turning Jesus in. And that's the type of unworthiness, or the type of being taking the Lord's Passover unworthily, that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians 11. So then Jesus gave him further instruction about the Passover. And he says, "Do you know what I have done to you?" And he says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I am your Lord and teacher, and have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." So Jesus was telling his disciples what manner of attitude, what manner of frame of mind they needed to be, the type of leaders they needed to be for the church and with each other. Jesus himself showed exactly what was said in Micah 6:8. "He has shown you, O man, that what is good, that the Lord requires of you to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." So Jesus was showing a living example of being humble and serving his own disciples, which he wanted to make sure that he was an example for us. So on that night, not only was he worthily, or taking the Passover in a worthy manner, but so were the apostles, except for the one. And again, it's because God wants to call us. What does he require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. If we're doing this, then on Passover night, we will be taking the Passover in a worthy manner.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111. Tampa, Florida, 33689.